It's the California Update from KRCB-FM Radio 91. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. The California Senate dealt with fallout from last Thursday when the Democratic senator overseeing debate ordered his Republican colleague removed from the chamber. But partisan rancor remains, as Ben Bradford reports from Sacramento.
As a quick recap, security escorted Senator Janet Wynn out last week when she would not halt a speech to acknowledge procedural objections from Democrats. Wynn is a refugee from Vietnam and was protesting an earlier commemoration of deceased senator and anti-war activist Tom Hayden. Republicans dispute Wynn was violating Senate rules with her speech, and Democratic Senator Kevin DeLeon said the Rules Committee will review what happened.
Every senator has a right to speak for their constituents and to be heard by the people of California, regardless of their historical perspective or political ideology.
He then invited Wynn to speak. Republican Senator Pat Bates rose instead.
I don't think it's appropriate to call on the good senator from Garden Grove in South Orange County. She had not a wink of sleep all weekend. She is very, very distressed and distraught.
Several Republican lawmakers then rose in succession to call for a public hearing about the incident. That included Wynn, who called Thursday's events shocking, but also praised the response. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Bradford.
The top Democratic state lawmakers in California are seeking clarity from the federal government about recent immigration raids. The state Senate leader and assembly speaker filed a federal public records request Monday with the Department of Homeland Security. The letter asks Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, whether policies have changed, guiding raids at schools, hospitals, and community centers in California. ICE denies those policies have changed since 2011. Some of the raids in question occurred in Los Angeles and San Bernardino counties. Find these stories and more at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.